We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Derek and Cody. A little bit weird of a situation here. So we are doing my mock draft 1.0. It's a little bit weird to start this video because for about 5 to 10 minutes before we started this video, we were attempting to try to trade up for number one with the Chicago Bears. And I was doing it earlier in my mock draft simulator and it was working and I was only giving up about 3 picks. But now, apparently, no matter what I give Chicago, the site is bugged and won't allow me to take the number one pick. So we're just going to get to the point where I'm going to do my mock draft 1.0 and we're going to have this simulator here for you guys and it'll show it along the way. And, you know, we'll have some fun with it. Just reminder, guys, it is mock draft 1.0. So don't think too highly of it. A lot of things need to go down before we get anywhere with it. So, again, don't take this too personally yet. May mess up on a few things, but we're going to go ahead and start this draft. Like I said, guys, I was unable to get the number one pick because the site is bugged. And that just goes to show you where we're standing right now. Quentin Johnson at number one. Okay. But
yeah,
wow. We know where okay. I'm going with this, Cody. Even if I was number one, number three, I don't care. We're going with CJ Stroud at number three for the Indianapolis Colts. That's my quarterback number one. What do you think of it?
Wow. They went Richardson before Levis. Interesting. yeah, I mean, I think this is a consensus pick for most Colts fans is like, you know, I think number one, like if you trade up number one, you still take him over Bryce Young, in my opinion, for the Colts. So, yep, that's about what I expected.
Fantastic. And we know, obviously, I just said I traded away our second round pick for this year. So, I'm not going to get a second round pick because of it. Don't know if I doubt that Ballard would trade up back in, but we would have to just see. We'll just see what happens with these offensive players going forward and we'll see where the Colts end up. I don't remember where the next position is for us.
They're like in 80
I think it was 67
something.
Or no, it was
they're in 80
80 something. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
80 because something. Of Washington.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're right. We just got to let this thing go through. Yep, 79. Okay, there we go. So, we got the quarterback situated. It's asking for a trade. No, I'm going to reject that offer. Going to reject that one as well. Let's see here. So, I'm looking at either I don't see a wide receiver here that I'm totally head over heels for at this spot. I don't see a particular tight end there that I want. I don't think we need tackle depth. We'll worry about that later. And then ooh. I see a name in here that I would love to grab, but I'm going to grab that later.
I'm a
who was that?
Ooh, that's another one too. That's interesting. We'll see how he lands. But Andrew Voorhees was one of them. So wide receiver, I said I didn't care. I saw a defensive player that piqued my interest a little bit. But Ivan Pace Jr. at 75 definitely it piques my interest. He's a small ball linebacker, but at the same time, Cody, I've watched him play all his games. He is a magnet for turning the ball over. Could really be an interesting piece there for them. But I'm probably going to refrain. I did see Miles Brooks earlier in this, and I think Miles Brooks is actually going to improve in draft stock. So with it being no second round pick and some offensive linemen that I think I can still get in the fourth round, I'm going to go with a cornerback here that measures out with the measurables that Chris Ballard likes. I'm going to go with Miles Brooks. He's 6'2", almost 200 pounds, Cody. He's the prototypical corner that Ballard loves to go with.
All right, cool. You need another corner. So why not third round? Take him. Take the best available corner in your opinion.
Yep, absolutely. And like you said, I mean, these things are going to move up further and further.
It's so early.
Yeah, it's like so early. A lot of these guys are going to move a lot in how they and how they get it. So, all right. So go to our guards here. So he was taken. Voorhees was taken. I'll just say this. If I assume that Ryan Kelly at some point is going to move on, as an interior offensive lineman and as backup, I would love to get Oluwatomi here. Very fantastic, strong lineman. Still a raw guy, but I think he's a fantastic center that doesn't get enough praise. So I'm definitely going with Oluwatomi here, the center from Michigan. Get some interior offensive line depth.
Okay, cool.
Now, start going with best available players, maybe.
Yeah. I'd say you got an interior offensive lineman, you got a corner, you got a quarterback, maybe look a wide receiver.
Yeah, I know. And that's the sad part, you know, of the second row. And that's what's crappy to me, Cody, is I did this earlier. And let me tell you, I mean, there was the mock draft I did earlier was a much better mock draft than what I'm getting right now. But it was it was a really good one. I mean, like, I got everything I wanted, but it just didn't end up being. Okay, so we got Charlie Jones. I know Charlie Jones is a very solid receiver. I know Rakim Jarrett. I know Ronnie Bell. Ronnie Bell could be an intriguing one, but I think I'm going to go with Charlie Jones here. Charlie Jones was a very good wide receiver at Purdue. Going to add a wide receiver to the mix, and then we'll go from there.
Cool.
And again, guys, a lot of this is going to come down to, you know, what they do in free agency, right? I mean, we're going to have to figure out, do they get offensive line depth? Do they get help at wide receiver? We don't know, and it's kind of tough to figure that out right now, but you know, you just kind of gather all things right here and try to figure it out as you go along. See Payne Durham there. Would love another tight end, but he's gone. Going into the sixth round. As we just let this thing go down a little bit, still trying to get whatever guys we can to try and beef up this roster. Colts all the way down to pick 205. And there we go. All right. So best ones we got here. Javon Hicks could be a good one, but then again, he's a safety. I don't really feel like we need extra safety depth right now. And then I don't believe that we're going to need more, more help with the running back room. I'm going to say Riley Moss. I've seen Riley Moss at Iowa and he's been a really good corner. I'm a double dip. And I think that, well, I mean, just to make sure. Yeah. I mean, who knows if Riley Moss is still going to be there, when that pick happens. So I'm going to double dip here with corner. I think that that's a really solid one. And I think Riley Moss is a corner that really could go hand in hand with what we're trying to do defensively. He's forced a lot of turnovers.
I'm curious if you're going to double dip at quarterback. We'll see.
That's a good question. You know, because you're right. I mean, we haven't. That's a good point, because we haven't figured out what's going to happen in free agency, because if we do get rid of Nick Foles and Matt Ryan, then that makes a lot of sense. But we've already done this. Let me just think of potentially what we could do at tackle depth. Wow, 6'7", 326. That's crazy. Josh Wiley, I see him there. Ooh, Carl Brooks at defensive tackle out of Bowling Green, my alma mater. Carl Brooks was actually one of the best defensive tackles in the country this year. But then again, we saw what happened the last time that Indy tried to get an undersized defensive tackle coming in at this time. But we'll see how that goes. But I am going to go with some tackle depth. I'm going to go Zion Nelson, tackle out of Miami, Florida. And then we got one more pick, I presume.
238, it looked like.
Yep, 238. And if Carl Brooks is still there, I'll take him.
It's going to be close.
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
All right, I'm taking Carl Brooks. Taking my guy.
All right.
Defensive tackle out of Bowling Green. You love to see it. And that should round out the end of the draft. Last couple picks here, and then we can show you guys what I did for my mock draft 1.0. So my mock draft 1.0, you trade up to number 3 for CJ Stroud. I would have traded up to number 1, but the mock draft simulator was not working for me in this. So you would have kept CJ Stroud there. You get rid of your second round pick, but you're going to get Miles Brooks, cornerback out of Louisiana Tech. And then you're going to get Oluwatomi, the center out of Michigan, some interior offensive line help. Then you're going to get some wide receiver help. Charlie Jones, wide receiver out of Purdue. Riley Moss, some double dipping into the corner territory out of Iowa. Zion Nelson, some more tackle depth out of Miami. And Carl Brooks, some defensive tackle depth out of Bowling Green State University. What do you think, Cody, of mock draft 1.0 here?
I mean, you definitely addressed a lot of positions that you need to address. And I don't know how necessarily, and I think some of these you need to address long-term. So I like the fact that you double dipped at corner, because you might need to, you know, with how little depth you have right now with that position. And then, yeah, just Oluwatomi and just what he provides at center, like just the uncertainty at Ryan Kelly at center. He can definitely come in and compete with Danny Pinter right away if that does happen. And then, yeah, just overall, you got some depth on the offensive line now. You added another playmaker in Charlie Jones. I would have maybe liked to see a tight end or maybe an edge player at some point. But other than that, yeah, I think you addressed a good chunk of your needs here.
I'd say for a tight end, if you're going to address tight end, then you do it in free agency, because at this point you already have 3 young studs at the tight end position. If you're going to want to get another young stud, that just doesn't make much sense. You would try to get a veteran in there that, you know is a bona fide good player.
Who's the third stud?
Well, I mean, you obviously have Kylan Granson, Jelani Woods, and we assume that Drew Ogletree can become that.
Oh, Drew.
If you if when he comes back healthy, based off what we saw in training camp. So
I think, yeah, you got to get another. Personally, I think you got to get just another blocking tight end somewhere, somebody that can kind of fill that Jack Doyle, you know, in years past Mo Alie-Cox role kind of guy, especially if I think you're going to move on from Mo.
Yeah, just get the blocking tight end and then just leave Jelani to be the pass catching one, you know?
Yeah, I think it'd be good to have a well-rounded tight end room, but I would like to see an edge guy, maybe like a Kamoko Touré type. So
yeah, that was one position I definitely did not address, and I feel like I will definitely have to in further mock drafts. But I'm surprised you didn't talk about the biggest move, which was CJ Stroud at number three.
Well, yeah, that's a given, man. I think at this point we already kind of know. Like, it should be CJ Stroud at this point over really anybody else. I think for the Colts perspective, some people will disagree with that, but you know, CJ Stroud's got the best, you know, he's the most polished, maybe Bryce Young's right there with him, but he's got the best combination, I think, of polish with, you know, NFL readiness, with size, with arm strength, with the mental capacity, with just everything that you're looking for. So I think it makes a lot of sense. CJ Stroud there.
Awesome. Well, that's going to do it for this one, guys. That is my mock draft 1.0. Let us know if you like the format of doing a mock draft simulator on screen at the same time, or if you'd just rather us do it the old way of just giving you guys a specific mock draft and explaining why. Again, apologize for how it looked in the beginning. We were trying to mess with it when we started hitting record, and then all of a sudden the site just wanted to act dumb and didn't want to give me my trade option, even though I specifically gave I gave the Bears my first, both my seconds, and both my thirds, and it wouldn't accept the offer. So if that lets you know how broken the site was, I don't know what else will. So that's going to do it for this one, guys. Let us know your thoughts. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, go Colts.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.